You are listening to Splinters of Jade, a Legend of the Five Rings actual play podcast. Today, we are playing the Beginner Box by Fantasy Flight Games. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
Swing and a miss.
The Crane Courtier, Doji Ren, is played by Brendan Thorson.
Can I trip him?
Akoto Masako, a Lion Clan Bushi, is played by Steve Lanzo Bartolome.
Open palm straight to his chin.
And Buell Richardson is playing the Phoenix Clan Shugenja, Isawa Aki.
No, this is not the way of the Kami. This is the way of the Gaijin.
You all exit out of the room and outside of the dojo. You're in a forest, and an obstacle course has been erected throughout the trees. The judge steps forward. Kakita Naomori, another member of the Crane Clan. You will run this obstacle course two by two. It ends near the Kakita Gardens. The best way to overcome the obstacles of your fate is by being flexible enough to adapt to them. Please pair up now. So she sets you into pairs. Select your approach.
So what is this skill being used?
You will be using a fitness check and a TN2.
Ultimate Rokugan Warrior.
Basically, you are doing Ultimate Rokugan Warrior.
Ninja do not exist.
No.
Ultimate Shinobi Warrior. You will be the Beastmasters.
And what's the TN on this?
Two.
Okay.
You will not necessarily have to complete the obstacle course, but have a good showing through the obstacles and meet my approval with it. As you approach, the first set of people includes the forerunner of the last competition, as well as Bayushi Mei Lin.
Okay, using water approach, doing fitness. Okay, oh look. There's two success and one strife.
You can keep three dice.
Oh, and one advantage, one opportunity. Thank you.
Kakito Naomori looks very approvingly at both competitors. Very good. The next two, please come forward. Hitoshi and Isawa step forward.
I am using water. This is going to suck. Let's see, what can I do that's going to be... They don't have to finish. I have to... Well, I'll roll, see what I do. I'm going to keep them both. So, I have one success, but I have an opportunity. My opportunity is noticing the best path for Hitoshi to finish first. And after I am done, I don't complete the course, I go off into up to the side, out of the pathway, and sit and start meditating as I hit strife of 7. I go into quiet contemplation as to what the I'm doing here. Where are my scrolls? Where are the kami?
Why are the kami testing you in this manner?
Hitoshi's the only one out of the two of you to cross the finish line. Kakita Naomori steps forward. What happened to Isawa? This is very disappointing.
I said, she is currently off in a garden.
Hitoshi's basically like, huh, I'm not a phoenix's keeper. Walks off. Even though he completed, she's not giving him any points. The next two step forward, Doji and Minamoto Hinata.
Can I argue to use a performance skill rather than fitness?
No, because there's some very, very difficult things in this obstacle course. Like a log that's actively rolling as it's being pushed along a stream.
I succeeded.
You got two?
I got two.
What approach did you use?
I used water. Dang, I was trying to argue for performance. Oh, well. I am just back up to four strikes.
And it's two successes you have, right?
Yeah, two successes.
Okay. Not a proving ring. Good showing.
Kakita looks at you. Very impressive of one of the doji. I'm honored to have you in my clan. You'll regain one of the glory that you lost from feeling bad about yourself earlier.
Oh, that was honor. Honor.
Yeah, you'll regain the honor that you lost from feeling bad about yourself.
One?
Yeah. Others go through the competition. Some doing better than others. At the end, somebody finally drags Isawa out of the woods.
I was in a garden. That's in the woods.
And you notice, some people are a little wet as they probably have fallen into the river. Kakita Naomori stands before all of you. I'd like to congratulate you all. We had a very good showing from most of you. Some I would have liked to have seen a little more from. I would like to especially congratulate Minamoto Hinata for completing this exceptionally well. Clearly, your time in the mountains has trained you well for dealing with the wilds and obstacles. Please, head inside for your next challenge. As you head back, you see an area that has been roped off and flags have been erected along the area. It's an open field, and there are horses that are being held by peasants to keep them under control. A judge in purple armor is standing. It has a big grin on their face. The judge's name is Utaku Oichi of the Unicorn Clan.
You will each mount one of the provided horses. Ride to the end of the field, collect one of the flags, then ride back. You'll be given a spear, collect some of the rings that are hanging from the ropes, and return once more. I will be judging you on your speed, grace, and completion of the task before you. Remember, to tame a steed, you must be a fierce and as bold as the horse. Good luck.
You have a TN1 survival check. Select your approach. Utaku Oichi calls forth the first rider.
Moto Batayara.
And yes, a lot of people roll their eyes. And expertly, the moto rides the horse. Completing it quickly, efficiently, and gets a hearty pat on the back from the judge.
Let's see the Minamoto next.
Not used to horses whatsoever. The dragon does not do very well whatsoever. The horse runs wild. Also not used to horses. Ships, on the other hand. Hitoshi also fails.
Isawa, you are up next.
It's a TN1, though. Wow.
It is a TN1.
I'm going to ferociously try and make sure this horse obeys my commands.
The Kami are not in your favor.
As I get on the horse, I get right back off and say, no, no, this is not the way of the Kami. This is the way of the Gaijin. I take zero.
As you wish. Doji, can you at least do better than the Asawa?
Okay. I am just ignoring the Asawa and that extreme ungraceful slip that she had, especially in front of a unicorn. And I'm going to go ahead and fire ring. Like, how many successes? Okay.
We have at least one.
No.
No, he did not.
So, as Doji tries to mount the horse, is unable to climb up.
No. I think the horse just, like...
because the horse walks away.
Yeah. And I think I spent gracefully just kind of... gracefully going up to it, like... horse walks away. Gracefully go up to it. Horse walks away. And then I will do a graceful bow and probably head back to the sidelines at some.
Well, the birds can't seem to fly on horses. How will the lion fare?
Let us see. One day. Okay, one success, one strife, one opportunity. On a fire ring. Well, I don't do it quite as good as the unicorn, the moto, but...
well, not as good as my clansmen, but better than others.
I have not had the intense training that your clan has had.
I think there's some Akoto samurai just like, looking at her, thinking in their minds, maybe she would be well-trained in the cavalry commander.
Well, she is here for glory.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, competitors. Especially congratulations to Moto Batayara.
I roll.
Rigged.
My fan is just like in my face most of this time.
I'm looking at a scroll.
Please go back inside for the next stage of the competition. Your last for today.
You go back inside the same room that the heraldry contest was held. This time, there are three judges kneeling. You are instructed that each of them will be asking you a question. It might be on something such as your etiquette, courtesy, or a ceremony. And there may be follow-up questions. The judges for the trial are Shosuro Tomoe of the Scorpion Clan, Doji Murashige of the Crane Clan, and Ikoma Ikehara of the Lion Clan.
Was this the previous Crane judge?
This is a different Crane judge.
This is
judge.
A different judge. Okay.
The Scorpion speaks to you as they study all of you closely and somewhat doubtfully.
I hope that you recall the lessons of your parents when it comes to comporting yourself as a samurai should.
So you will have a culture or courtesy. You get to choose. It's a TN of 2.
Can't figure out which one it is, sorry.
It's a vague one, and I don't really see the connection to what the approach preferred is.
At least not what they're saying.
No.
Actually.
So I'm just going with my strongest ring.
And they're going to call the doji in first.
All right, I'm doing air ring. Courtesy. So I have 5 dice. It's, for lack of a better term, 5K3.
Come on.
So I can keep... What was the TN?
2.
See, what would the opportunities be in air? Could somebody get me that up?
Air opportunities, observing your detail of character in the scene, with one or more, extremely subtle in executing the task. Those are narrowed and mechanical. One or more, choose one character in the scene per opportunity spent, learn their demeanor and current strife. or choose a water fire opportunity from this table and resolve it, though it's double its normal cost.
No, I'm just, so I got 3 successes and a strife. Back up to 5. Oh, yeah.
Excellent. It's not every day that we get to hear such eloquent answers to our questions.
I will, when they address me, I will bow. Well, I did everything, and then I bow, and gracefully leave.
They'll bow in unison to you as you head out. Ikoma is entering.
Okay, void courtesy. Okay, that's 2 successes, 1 exploding, 3 successes, and 3 strife.
Excellent.
Bow respectfully.
And you enter next.
I'm also doing void. I'm doing this because through learning of my ancestors is how we become enlightened. And yes, I will actually succeed this time.
Woot, nice.
I'm going to keep that one because it's exploding. You know what? I've got plenty of space for strife. I will have 2 successes, 3 strife, and an opportunity.
Oh my God, we can succeed at something.
Maybe.
All right.
So the opportunity is... I'm starting to understand why I don't give a dang about being here, but I truly have to be here. And it's bow and go, I thank you for this opportunity to learn something about myself as well.
Thank you for your insights. The only person to look dejected coming out of the room is Hitoshi.
Okay. I think Hitoshi needs a little tutoring.
Yes.
The 3 judges come out of the room.
Thank you all very much. Some of you had very insightful answers to our questions. I would especially like to thank Doji Ren for the eloquence in which they presented everything. This is the last of our competitions for today. We'll see you... first thing in the morning.
The entire group of contestants is ushered out of the dojo and head back. You can hear some of them talking about celebrating or drowning today in sake.
So as we leave, it's... I think rather than us going to celebrate / drown our sorrows, we should go in.
Tutor?
Yes.
I agree.
Oh, God. It's like the study sessions in every college movie.
Cram session.
Hitoshi is not going with you.
He's
going to drink.
Yes.
We can actually order drinks at the inn. And we can drink there.
Do you want us? Like, I think we all want to try and circumvent this entire encounter and do our own thing.
Okay. Or at least try to.
So I guess that would be... Yeah, I'm going to make a command... fire. Because I think that would be what I would like, direct.
Yeah, and I'm trying to assist by suggesting that... we can drink at the house, and we can give him some pointers on stuff. Since
same here.
It seems that his upbringing lacks some of the things that the judges are looking for.
Yes.
You have enthusiasm, but these are major clans. You have to tread a little bit more carefully. We will help you.
You saw my horseback riding. I favor ships than...
And you saw ours, I am sure.
As those cranes. His eyes are boring daggers into Doji. As the cranes are just out to get me. What did I ever do to them?
That is why we wish to help you, so you can show those cranes up.
One thing, don't look at Doji.
Yeah, same here. One thing I've noticed about the crane is best to ignore them sometimes. And yes, specifically, not looking at Doji.
Well, if you want to tutor me, I'll be at the Poison Water Sake House.
So I'm going to try and command him to, you should come with us to the tea house. So what's the TN on this?
This is going to be a TN 4.
I 100% accept.
I said I'm also assisting. I do not have the skill.
Neither do
so
I.
So you get a stat dice.
Two more stat dice.
All right.
Yeah, one from me, one from him.
I'm using my dangerous allure advantage because you have an air of intimidating beauty about you that others can rarely ignore and leaves an impression on those around you. I can reroll two dice of your choice when your advantage helps you on any check.
I think it would help in this for specifically what he's trying to do.
It will.
I kind of look at him and he looks back and I think at this point is like, no. Very well, we will follow you to the sake house then.
Hello, Kuroko here. I'm gonna keep this short. We have a long tale today. Just remember to follow us on iTunes, Google Play, and we are SajPod everywhere on Twitter, Facebook. Our next release will be November 20th. Now let's see how our samurai handled the sake house.
Inside the sake house, it's relatively loud, and all the contestants, save for Hitoshi, are at one table, drinking away in relative merriment. So there's some different things you can do here. You can chat with some of the others. You can focus on Hitoshi, who's sulking and drinking. And drinking and sulking.
Gonna focus on Hitoshi and drink with him.
And I guess I'll basically have a peasant from the sake house, give him directions and have him pick up some of my sumi-e paintings. Cause it's like drawings and sketch scrolls, I guess.
Yeah, sumi-e's kind of a watercolor ink.
Yeah, okay.
And it's more closely related to drawing than painting.
Yeah, and I'm pretty much, I'm having tea in a sake house.
They look at you strange. It's like the bitterest tea you ever had. This is tea designed to wake up a drunk.
It's burnt.
How do you burn tea?
Hey.
Very carefully.
I'm a fire ninja.
So if it wasn't burnt before, it is now.
And yes, I will be sharing drinks with
Hitoshi.
Whatever. His Hitoshi, that's
Hitoshi,
it.
Hitoshi, yes.
A group of Ronin bust through the door. They're poorly dressed. They have their swords on them.
Keep wine.
And they just kind of sit down in a table next to the main group of contestants and celebrators.
This is not gonna end well.
One leans to another. Have you heard the true reason Lady Toji chose the crane as her symbol? It was because of her enormous beak.
At least it's better have a large beak than a small deek.
Oh snap.
You afraid of us? Why don't you ask your invisible friends to do that fighting for you?
I don't need the kami to fight children.
Especially poorly behaved ones.
How is Hitoshi at this point? And he's just...
he's glaring. He's not happy. Oh, look here. This one's got fine clothes but no sword. Clearly not a samurai. He's a merchant.
It appears that you're no samurai either. For no samurai,
yeah, I'm gonna have to step in on this.
Salt would actually try to insult someone. Instead, you are nothing more than a braggart, less than a crab. Using courtesy to control the conversation and argument. You know nothing of what a samurai is? For your words, just say that you can not control yourself. Any samurai would know better.
We're free. You're bound to your koku, merchant.
I am no merchant, and neither is my friend. He is more a samurai than your little pinky would even think of being a body.
Yes, I'm creating a fight, and I'm going to stay out of it.
I'm glaring at you. Anyways.
I'm actually also looking to see what the other table of contestants...
They've gone... Their reverie has gone silent. And they're going to start lobbing... They're kind of done with you. And they face that other table. Hey, friends! Be sure you speak clearly and slowly, so that Gaijin can understand.
Ah, so speak at the level of your own mind. Got that.
You guys are over with Hitoshi, and they're ignoring you now. You're below them for how they're acting.
Ah, if I was a Kakita, I would do this. I just...
Hey, I wasn't aware that the crab were recruiting ogres to their ranks.
Yeah, they haven't recruited you yet.
Quiet troll.
What, you've been looking in a mirror?
Why are they showing me up? I should be doing this. I just... not...
Oh.
And I'm watching Hitoshi out of the corner of my eye to see what his reactions are. Because the fact that we've defended him.
Yeah, lean him close to Hitoshi. Don't kill them. Otherwise, they will not learn anything.
They look at the at Miyamoto. Are you some kind of criminal? Why else are you covering all those tattoos? And at that point, he turns around and slugs one right across the face.
Who does?
Miyamoto.
Miyamoto.
Hitoshi's kept his cool just long enough because you've been interceding.
Yeah.
Well, shall we leave? Because I think this is going to be more of a barroom brawl.
You may leave. I would like to share more words with these Ronin.
I'd like to share something other than words. Crick, crick.
Yeah. As I watch
the other contestants have squared off basically one-on-one, and a couple more Ronin have entered and hanging out near the door.
All right. I'm going to look at Hitoshi, and I'm just going to say, I'm going to nod at him. What is, like, we got to do combat now. I don't know how to do. How do we
going to be deal with focus, which is how fast you react to threats, and determine combat order.
Which is, okay. Well, focus is 5.
Yeah, your focus and my focus are the same.
Mine's only 2.
All right. What is the difference between focus and vigilance?
Vigilance is your awareness and overall ability to notice things that could be a threat.
So the initiative value is your vigilance plus bonus success.
That means, like, what do I roll?
TN1 tactic. And you can use whatever approach you want.
Because here it talks about focus. Remember the speed with which a character reacts to threats. When determining which character acts first in structured scene by making an initiative check, character's focus is often taken into account. Oh, if it's tied. I think if there's a tie,
Whoever's got the higher focus.
Yeah, and so this will be your initial stance in the combat.
So what do we use as our...
So it's tactics and whatever stance you want for your stuff. And this is where you're just going to show me the cards so we know. That way I know, oh, the person attacking Doji, that's air?
I believe so.
So yep.
His is air.
Then,
I'm
then,
blowing water. I'm doing air.
That means I have to roll higher TN to hurt you. Mm-hmm. So.
Or actually, do I want that?
That's more why I want to be able to see which ring you're using.
I'm actually doing void.
Yeah, I'll do earth.
I'm going to. So, I got opportunities, but no successes. What does that mean?
It means you have a zero.
Okay, so I can't spend. Can I spend opportunities to not be.
Well,
noticed?
It's whatever your vigilance is.
So it's three with opportunities, which I can. I'm gonna keep one, and I'm gonna spend it to try and remain like unobserved for a moment.
Okay. All right. So the ruffians, the Ronin, are going to be going first, as they have a four. They're kind of centered, and the first one centered. He's the one that was lobbing a lot of those insults at Isawa, and you know. Rather than pulling up out his blade, he just takes the cup and tries to smash you with it. All right, he hits you for two.
So I'm trying to figure out damage.
Yeah. He's got a TN2 of martial art. It's a TN2. So with a strike, it's a TN2 martial arts attack.
Okay.
So you can attack with a single person and is just kind of when you are attacking with a fist, it does one damage.
One to my endurance. Okay.
All right. The next one is going to take a swing at the lion. Swing and a miss.
Four. Strike one.
And the last one. Wait, what stance were you in?
Void.
Okay, so, yeah. And you're
in air.
You're in air, so increase TN, so I have to get a TN3. Mm-hmm. Only way that's going to happen is explosions. Swing and a miss! Mm-hmm.
I definitely dodge it. And why do they target us first? Like, they got punched out by...
Oh, there's other ones fighting them. These are the only ones that are important.
Three more came in and...
What is the policy for ranged weapons?
What are you thinking of using as a ranged weapon?
The bottle of sake.
I will consider that a... In the same vein, just... But it...
Because they're right up against me now. I wasn't expecting that. I thought they went off and... Those were the guys that were going to engage us because they're the ones that started it.
There were some, and then there were others. They're right up in your space because it's a small area.
Guess I'll just use my blunted or my boken.
Yeah, we all have one. So.
Nope.
Oh.
I am a Shugensha.
You have a staff.
Yep.
Oh, wait. I didn't have it drawn. So that's actually a maneuver. I'm just going to punch him. Fuck.
You can do,
I'm gonna move away. I'm just gonna, kind of get my distance probably towards, I don't know what I can do in this, like, this, to give me nothing to work with here.
So, it's choose a stance, perform an action, move up to one range band before or after performing an action, and turn.
Yeah, the space is narrow. You're not gonna have a whole lot of room to move around.
So... Yeah, I think, though... Drawing weapons, even boken, are...
be pretty frowned upon.
Right.
Yes.
Why do you think they haven't drawn their daisho?
It's still an action to draw, though, if I remember. All right, then I will move away towards the bar, pick up one of the loose, empty bottles, and chuck it at one of them. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and keep that explosion and those opportunities. So I miss, but I have three opportunities. What are those for in combat?
You can choose one character in the scene per opportunity spent, learn their demeanor and current strife, or you can choose a water or fire opportunity from the table and resolve it. The cost of opportunity costs more.
And plus also the any time right above it.
Yeah, which is if you fail, provide assistance to the next character making a step, or spending two. If you succeeded, provide assistance to the next character to attempt a similar check.
Oh, screw it. I just miss. The bottle goes wild.
I think, like I said, you could do water or fire. The water, remove two of your strife per...
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. So it'll cost you two to do that.
Yeah.
And it's Steve's turn.
Okay. Again, just going up, punching him. Two success, one opportunity, two strife. You can use my school ability when I succeed in attack. Remove one strife and add one bonus success. So that's grand total of one strife. Earth, choose one character in the scene and remove two strife. What strife are you at?
One.
Three.
You've removed two strife then. And so that would be a hit using martial arts. Damage one. I got a bonus success, so that's two. You hit like a gaijin. That is how you hit.
The unicorn takes a moment from holding the person's head to look over at you.
You're not a gaijin. You're a unicorn. Big difference.
I'm going to try and hit the one he did. Focus fire. I wish it was really fire. Ooh, that is not a hit. That is a miss. Because I have squat.
All right. They come back swinging again. Because.
What about Hitoshi?
Dealing with his own.
Okay.
Dealing with his own.
Yeah, we're just worried about the ones in front of you guys. Otherwise, I'm sitting here doing a lot of rolls.
Yeah.
All right. The one that, you know, you just blasted pretty hard with a punch. Is coming back. He's gonna try kicking you now.
Okay.
You know, see if his Geta will leave an impression. Oh, sorry. Before that, you have the opportunity to change stances at this point.
No.
Change to air.
Okay, yeah. Good, because this first guy was gonna go to fire stance. Well, in that case, he misses you narrowly. Otherwise, he would have hurt you a lot.
Yeah.
If you hadn't been in air. One that the doji threw the sake at and missed is charging at them, also in fire stance. Hits you with an extra, so two damage. As Asawa's kind of distracted by attacking
a different one,
not the one in front of her, just kind of open hand slap to the rump is what this person's trying to do. But deftly misses. Clearly too much sake. And we go back to player care.
Screw it. Just gonna punch him in the face.
What stance are you in?
Still in air.
Okay.
Three successes and a strife. He overextends and I just kind of get him right in the side.
Clearly you learned something from your dueling teachings.
Something, yeah.
All right, and what does Okoto do?
Well, since I'm in more defensive stance, probably not going to be able to hit him, but...
Really?
You hit him.
Keep one.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
Air stance. Only have one in air.
I'm going to shift around. Since the guy that was attacking me wants to smack my ass, I'm going to actually shift around so I can keep him side of the eye while I ferociously try to assist my lion companion. That will be... I'm going to keep all three of those. That's two successes so far with two strife, which means that's four successes. I'm in fire stance. So, that's going to be six successes, and I'm making a critical strike.
You're attacking the same one that Akira was on?
Yes. It's like, boom!
See, this little frail little girl just...
It does incapacitate them. Tell me how this plays out.
So I come over, around, reach under, and bring my arm up, making him squeal as he starts lifting up. He gets pulled over and thumped on his head.
Very nice mood, Isawa-san.
And I'm assuming this is the one that was doing most of the... bad mouthing. This is the reason why he went boink.
And we will not have to worry about his family line continuing.
Switching to a water stance now.
And I am going to switch to air.
So the one that was in front of Akoto is no longer in front of Akoto, but on the floor. The contestants are causing them to drop like flies, but there's still quite a few. The one that Doji has been fighting and actually caused a bloody nose from one punch. It's like, turnaround's fair play. He picks up a sake glass and trying to bare hand swing it at your skull. He's kind of anchoring himself down as he's doing this, as he's in earth stance.
Hey, those are my rules.
They're both blank.
That's what I said. Those are my rolls.
And the sake glass sails gracefully over your head. And you don't even have to duck.
As he's doing that, I want to try and just grab it out of the air. Just. Doink. Actually, I had one extra opportunity. So I'm going to make that up just to grab it as it flies over there.
Having seen his friend get...
Emasculated.
Yes, that's a good word for it. You know, with a newfound ferocity, even more so. He picks up one of the small tables and swings it down. When you succeed, he didn't succeed first. Otherwise, that would hurt you a lot.
Like I hurt his friend.
It's coming down. He swears it's going to hit you, but you just... definitely lean back as you're taking that little swig. If you've seen Drunken Master, mm-hmm. Just leans back, takes that swig, and it just sails right over the top. Doji, you are up.
Yeah. Gonna...
And this one is in earth stance.
Gonna punch him. Great, he's in earth stance. I'm glad they changed that from the beta, because before... it was like, well, you can't spend opportunities on them. Just opportunities. So you couldn't use any abilities on them. It was just very broken. But now it's like, I just can't injure them.
Yeah, can't do what I just did.
Yeah. Just two successes.
All right. Okay. And a Koto.
As the guy narrowly misses Isawa Aki, Akoto's coming up behind him. Foot to the back of the knee. Hand to the back of the nape of the neck, and toss him
out the door.
Hopefully out the door. Yes.
I see an explode. Okay, see two successes. One exploding.
One exploding. I can roll that die for explosion. That's three successes.
If you want to keep the three.
Yeah.
So definitely keep those two.
Yeah, that's. That's one die. That's two die.
With the threat and a with opportunity.
The,
with
the strife and the opportunity, yes.
Yeah.
What's the total number of success?
Three. Damage one, so...
And you can perform one additional action because you're in water stance.
Yeah. That does not... does not need a check.
That does not need a check. Say it. Try and toss him out the door. I have control of him. Slip away. Move him towards... throw him towards the door.
That would involve a check. To do.
Well, okay. Throw him towards the door. Miss. He hits the door jamb. That's where the damage comes from.
Okay, so you've pulled him away then.
Pulled him away from Aki.
All right, and Aki.
Well, the crane happens to have one on him. I will come up behind and try to cold cock him. No, I'm not keeping any dice. So no successes.
All right. Back at the top of the round, you can change stances. The Ronin that has been pushed up against the door spins around with his elbow out. He's in fire stance, swinging at Ikoto's head.
Okay, and I'm in earth, so he cannot...
not do injuries.
All right, so that is... three, so you take an extra damage.
So, two damage.
The one you just tried to ring his bells, that's over by Doji. So, having not been able to hit you with a sake cup, he's going to just try to kick at you now. All right. So, what stance are you in now?
Still air.
So, he kicks, but his geta gets stuck on the table as he's trying to lift his foot. He didn't notice it.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to try and punch him. All right, so I'm going to go ahead, keep that explosive. Let's see how far this rabbit hole goes.
Oh, God.
Got another explosion. Oh, okay. So that's 1, 2, 3 strife. And 3 explosions so far. And a blank one. So that's 3 successes. And an opportunity. I'm going to notice, like, what is this guy's current strife at? Like, how is he feeling? That's an opportunity I can spend. Yep.
He's at 4 out of 6 composure.
It's a lion's turn. Who's the lion going after? Oh, actually,
he's at the doorway.
Yeah. With something in his hands.
Yeah, one in the doorway who just elbowed me in the face.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to let the mask slip a little, angrily call him out. Come on. You're letting a novice samurai beat you? Or whatever the term is for a samurai that has not earned their sword yet.
Novice works.
Okay.
I see an explosion. I see a success. Oh, yeah. And there's another
one.
That's
enough to knock him out. Describe how this works.
Okay, well, like I said, let the mask slip. So regain composure. He swings at me, and I catch the blow. Open palm straight to his chin, knocks him out the door. Knocks him out.
The remaining ruffian is looking around, and he notices that most of his friends are down on the floor or been booted out the door. And he's looking to bolt. Isawa's action.
I step back and point to the door.
And he leaves.
Can I trip him?
I thought about that, but...
I really want to trip this guy and just, like... I'm going to let him leave. I'm just going to trip him.
TN1 unarmed.
I'm going to do air ring to try and do it subtly. And... I succeed, and how many opportunities does it take to do it subtly?
For one, you're extremely subtle and executing the task, and you attract the minimal amount of attention. Additional opportunities spent this way increases the subtlety of your method. So if you spent 3, it'd be subtly 3. So if anyone was trying to see it, they'd have a TN3.
All right, I'm going to go up to 6 composure, not over. I'm going to spend 2 opportunities to make it like, okay, then who the heck tripped me? As he looks back.
All right, he looks over his shoulder, and he's like, doesn't know what's going on, and he leaves, running off.
The one that I put on his head is probably unconscious.
Oh yeah. Anybody who's any of the Ronin that are still in there are unconscious.
His Daisho will be pulled off of him, set off to the side, outside of any reach, until the magistrates show up. Because I'm sure the magistrates are going to be coming. And I go sit back down and have some tea.
The scene ends with magistrates coming in, checking on the noble samurai contestants, and dragging off the ruffian
Ronin.
Ronin shouldn't be here to begin with.
Don't be a Ronin!
You return to the Laughing Carp for a
much needed rest.
Yes.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game's 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, darrencurtismusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nick's Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brennan Thorson. Thank you for listening.